see a no name. It says, "Dear Freak Show, my husband and I are the new proud parents of a bouncing baby girl who is 2 weeks old, and she is perfect.
Wow.
It's our first, and she was a serious challenge for me, but I'm feeling so much joy. One day, I'll be calling for a shout-out for my Alessandra Chantel. She's an early eater, so I get to listen from 6:30 until 7:30 before we go back down. So I still get my fix of listening to my wild friends. My husband has also taken leave to help me with the baby. He's an attorney here in town, and he's gone more of the day than home on normal times. So having him here 24/7 for these last 2 weeks has been really different. And I hate it. Go back to work. I get it. You want to be involved. But sweet baby Jesus, it is so frustrating finding a rhythm with the baby and all that goes with it. And then he pops up to tinker, to meddle, to get involved, and just messes things up. It's really awkward. It's our first child. I get it. We're stumbling through it together. But I seem to be handling this a lot better than he is, and he messes up royally. Am I a terrible mom for wanting this time for myself? It's my first child, and I don't know, so I do need advice on that. But I just feel that a rhythm has started with me and the baby, and he's in the way. I wish I could get him to cut it short and go back to his comfort zone, which is the office. My mom is here as well to help me, so he's seriously in the way, but wants to help, but just can't. I know I'm horrible, right? That's my confession. If you need someone in the studio, please write back, because I will send him."
Whoa,
thank
man.
You, guys. Love you.
This poor guy.
Sounds a little ungrateful.
I understand that the emotions and the hormones and everything that's going on with you right now is your first baby. Everything is out of whack. But, yo, you got to be nice to your man. He's trying his best to push him to the office where he belongs. That is so incredibly rude.
Co-parenting is really difficult. And especially if this is your first kid, you know, you guys should have stacked this differently. Like, your mom should have been here for a week or two, and then he takes paternity leave so he can be home. So not everybody's just at home at once.
I kind of agree with that, too,
because
it's a crowded space. Like, you can't get a rhythm if you're 2 weeks in and it's just, I mean, I took 4 weeks off. Because I wanted to be there. And honestly, I had to do a lot because there was a hematoma.
Oh, wow.
Like, she had a hematoma, so she couldn't get up.
The baby or the baby mama?
Jen. She had a hematoma,
after
so she
birth.
Couldn't get up for, like, the first couple of days.
So
it was all on me. But I welcomed it. And I'm sure this father does, too, but she don't have that situation. She's up. She's moving around.
Yeah.
And she's trying to find her way. So, I mean, we got some mamas on the phone. Is this niece?
Yes, niecey.
Hey, niecey. What's up?
Hey. So, I mean, I think dads can get in the way because, you know, they don't really know and it doesn't come as natural for them as moms. But she said she has her mom there. And I feel like moms get in the way more because they feel like, you know, they have to tell you this is how you do it, this is, you don't supposed to do that. And, you know, while it can be helpful, new parents, you know, I feel like they really need a chance to bond together and get that bond with their kid before they have other people in telling them, you know, what to do and what not to do. And I think that if she sends him back to the office, she's going to regret not having him there during that very special time. So I think she should send mom back home. And, you know, just slow it down and talk dad through it. And, hey, this is how you do it. You know, you hold his head. You know, certain stuff. Just talk to him.
Yeah. Brick, put him up on game. Put him up on game.
Yeah, it's very important the child get that bond with the dad. Because they already bond with the mom. They've been in us, you know, for however long. And she's breastfeeding. You know, whatever. It's just natural. But with the dad, it's kind of, you know, they kind of have to work a little bit harder to get that bond with them. So you don't really want grandma there. Because the kids, they love grandma forever. When he get a toddler, she gonna hate her mama.
All right, niecey. Thank you. I appreciate it. Let's see. Sabrina is on the phone. Hey, Sabrina.
Hi, first-time caller.
Hey, first-time caller.
Welcome to the Freak Show. You're a first-time mom, too?
Yes. So I had my baby back in October, and my job gave me 3 months off. His job gave him 4 months off.
Oh, Lord.
Oui.
Oh,
oh, oh.
Okay. Clearly, he tried so hard, you know? It was his baby, not mine. Anyways, so with everything being said, with him being home for 4 months in the beginning, it was super, super hard for us. I mean, I felt like just even with the relationship, just bonding, not even only about the baby, just us, it just gives you so much of an eye-opener of, you know, what type of relationship you're in, because you're with this person 24/7. And with it being our brand new baby, we weren't going out all the time and stuff like that. We had to be at home. It was first for new, both of us. For me, I'm one of three. So with my brothers and sisters, they were all the younger ones. I raised them. So I was kind of, even though I was a first-time mom, I had kind of had the experience. He was an only child. So for him preparing for the baby, he was reading all the books, doing everything and anything he can possibly do to make sure he was ready for the situation. So instead of me having an attitude all the time, I had to kind of sit back and say, you know what? It's his baby, too. I had to give him the opportunity to do things that he didn't know how to do instead of me being a mom to him and teaching him everything that I knew based off of what my parents taught me.
Let me ask you this. Was it a refreshing thing to have him there now that you look back on it, or was it more of a challenge that you fixed?
I think it's a challenge that we overcame, and it became something that was super refreshing. And I think now, especially with both of us going back to work, our baby, I know that I can leave him with him and not even have to worry about it. It gave me a kind of a peace of mind, even with him having that extra month with the baby without me.
Right. So now you felt like reassured to go back into the workforce.
Comfortable.
And we were on the same place now. Like, if even my mom was to watch him, his mom was to watch him, he's already like, hey, mom, don't kiss the baby in the mouth. Sabrina don't like that. Hey, mom, don't do this. Sabrina don't like that. And I'm like, hey, mom, don't do this, because we're already on the same page. It's another thing that we have to question now. Like, oh, hey, did you tell your mom this? Like, no, we're on the same page.
On the same page. Now. I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that. Sabrina, thank you for checking in. I appreciate that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.